Shalom Aleichem Rabbosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Chaf Beis. We are at the bottom of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amun Beis. We have a tremendous chus of finishing the 16th perek of Shabbos today and start the 17th, Kol Kalim, but we are going to start by finishing Kol Kisvei. So let's see, we are on the second to last line on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amun Beis. Am Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Am Rabbi Chanina. Pamotos shall base Rebbe mutter l'taltalim b'shabbos. Pamotos, Rashi says, are menoros, which are technically probably from back in the day candelabras of the house of Rebbe, are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Rashi does point out they're not chulios; they're not made in parts, meaning it's one single solid piece. We had said much earlier in the Masechta that the candelabras made out of parts are Osir to move on Shabbos because they may break apart and you may come to put them back together. Okay, but either way, there's one single piece candelabra here. It's mutter to move them on Shabbos. I'm going to Rabbi Zera said to him, one second, but b'netzilin biyado achas o b'shtei yadayim. Is it a small one that you can take in one hand or with even two hands? Right. Even again, if you can imagine a candelabra that you need to carry with both hands, it's very heavy and mistama. And the question is, like, maybe if you needed to carry it with both hands, it's not meant to be moved. And the question is, are you even allowing a candelabra that is so heavy that you need to move it with two hands? Mistama, the intention probably was for that candelabra to leave it there. That may be muksa. Samarlei, but osa kosim shel beis avicha. No, it's like those that are in your father's house, Rabbi Zera. And Rashi says, diktano saw you, that they were smaller. So no, it's the one, the candelabras that can be held with one hand. Those are mutter to be moved on Shabbos. Now again, in a Hanavi, we must be talking about a case where it's not lit, and you're not intentioned to be lit, right? It's not lit now, it wasn't lit before, right? It's just a candelabra that is not in use. So those are, you are allowed to move them. So I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, I'm Rabbi Chanina, Koronos shall base Rebbe. A Corona, right, obviously we hear the word corona, we think of a virus or at least a crown, but corona in the Gemara is a wagon. So they say the wagons of Rebbe are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Right, Rashi's writing. Yeah, Rashi explains over here, asuyus lebnei adam. These are wagons that to transport people. So they are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Similar question, Rabbi Zera said, is it one that can be moved by one person or two people? Right, how big are these carriages? I'm like, oh, some shabbos avicha, same idea, that like the ones that your father had, i.e. the smaller ones. The Amar of Abba Bar Kana, hitir lahem Rabbi Chanina, the base Rabbi, lishtos yayin b'koronos shom rachri, that Rabbi Chanina allowed base Rabbi to drink wine that was brought to them by a karuna of a wagon of a goy. We know there's a gzera stam yenam, that if a goy handles wine, that is not mavushal, so then you're not supposed to drink it. That's a gzera because of mingling. It's not because of yain nesech, which is wine that was used for a vodazara. I would assume most goy are not of the vodazara mamish, although I guess you have a shayla with Christians, but either way, if it was brought to Rebbe in a wagon of a guy, we don't assume that it was open and he handled it and he took care of it. The important point here is bechosam echad, and even if the barrel had one seal, it's still mutter. Right, it's still mutter. That's machlokas. That's actually a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer, whether you need one seal or more than that. It's Gemara, as Rashi says over here, in Avodah Zarah. So he said that it's mutter to use this wine that was brought to the house of Rebbe, and even if it only had one seal, but I don't know his reasoning. I'm not sure if he holds like Rabbi Eliezer that the single seal is good, or imishum imsa de benesia, or because maybe here, maybe he holds a chachamim that you need a greater seal to make sure that the goy doesn't tamper with it, but here, because of the aims of the Benesia, they're afraid of the Nasi. Maybe the goy would be nervous about tampering and messing up and partaking of some wine headed for Rebbe's house. Now, why would he be afraid of Rebbe, right? Why would a goy afraid of Rebbe? So we've mentioned several times that Rebbe was in good standing with the Roman Caesar. Rebbe was very, 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 very wealthy. And so the Mestama, the Goy, would have been nervous that had he done something bad to Rebbe, so he would have incurred the wrath of the Caesar. And that's Rashi quotes over here. Shaya nachre meviu yare min amnasi shaya shalit al pi malchus. Right, Rebbe was in charge of the Jewish, I don't know, the population, right, given the seal of approval from the Caesar, and therefore he might have been scared of him. Okay, new Mishnah. Again, still talking about Amir le Nachri. Nachri shehidlik es aner, if a guy lights a candle, so mishtamish la'oro, a Jew, mishtamish la'oro Yisrael, a Jew is allowed to use the light, right, because presumably the Nachri lit the candle for himself. Vim bishul Yisrael, but if he did it for a Jew, Osir, then it is Osir. There is a big misnomer by Amir the Nachri about, you know, people think that, oh, if you hint to the guy, then it's totally mutter no matter what. It's really not true. It's really, really a big misnomer. We probably should mention, right? I'm not sure if we mentioned, but the reason for Amir the Nachri is a little bit unclear. Rashi quotes at the end of the Masechta that it's some shlichus, that the guy who does the malach is considered to be an extension of the Jew, and therefore it's usur. So hinting in that case won't really help. What is the difference if you hinted or told him to do it or didn't tell him to do it? If the guy is doing it for you, with in mind to do the malacha for you, so if he's somehow considered your shliach, so that's going to be a problem regardless. Rashi elsewhere, I think it could be either in Chulin or in Avodah Zarah, I don't remember. Rashi elsewhere says it's an Isra of Davar Davar, that the way you speak on Shabbos has to be different, and including you're not allowed to tell the guy to do malacha. So if you hold like that, so then maybe hinting helps. If you hold like that, Shita, because you're not speaking to him, if the whole Isra is speaking and telling the guy to do a malacha, so then perhaps hinting might help. In general, I think the Rambam doesn't hold like that either. I forget what the Rambam says. The Rambam writes, I'm blanking, trying to remember. I think the Rambam has different makor for why Amir Lenachri is Usher. But either way, hinting doesn't necessarily help. As the Mishnah says over here, right? If the Nachri, if the Goy does the Malacha for the Jew, the Jew is not allowed to use it. Okay, back in the Mishnah. Mile mayim lahashkos bam. So let's say the guy brought up some water, either hotzah or whatever on the water, to bring for his own animal. So then mashka achrav Yisrael. If there's anything left over, so then the Jew can use the water for his animal. Bim bishul Yisrael. But if he brought the water up for the Jew, so then aser. Then it's aser. Also, nachri kevesh li yered bo. Let's say a guy is on a boat. Now kevesh is a kvish in modern day Hebrew, is a road, but here it means, you know, a way for you to get off the boat. It means a plank for you to get off the boat. So if the guy made a plank on a boat, so the yered boat to go down from it, so then you're nachri Yisrael. Then the Jew can go down after, no problem. But if Yisrael, Yisrael, if the guy did it for the Jew, so then aser. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, who's the Zakenim, there's a story. Rabbi Gamliel, the Zakenim, Jehubai, and Basfina, they were on a boat. They also nachri kevesh li yered bo, and a guy made a plank, a gangplank for him to go down from the boat onto the land. Ve'yardu bo Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim, right? They went down after him. Okay, utzricha, and you need all of these cases, as the Gemara points out. What do you need all three cases for? So the Gemara says, no, you do need it. Diash minaner, because if you would have only told me about the candle, mishum dener le'echad ner le'meya. Because, as a concept that Gemara is going to use a couple times here, right, when you light a candle for one person, right, i.e. the goy lights it for himself, so anybody can use it. You can really light that candle for 100 people. Right, it's the same candle. Right, as Rashi says over here, kevin denachri letzarcho hidlik, since the goy lit it for himself, so like a lemeimar, the mishul Yisrael office. You can't say it was for the Jew, so therefore, right? You light a candle for yourself, and then you can light a candle for 100 people. Many people can use the same. But water, maybe, if the guy brings up water from the well, right? Maybe the guy, when he brings up some water, and like presumably there's a line for the well, so the guy brings up some water, and he brings up a little bit extra for the Jew. That would be a problem. So you have to tell me that, you know, if the goy does it a little bit for his own animal, so then the Jew can use the leftovers. The kevesh, lamali, and so what about the gangplank, the plank? Why do you need to teach me that halacha? So ma'isa d'Rabbi Gamliel is canon kamashmalin. No, it's just coming to tell us about the story about the Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim. So really, you don't need the halacha of the plank. Right? Because again, ne'er lecha, ne'er lemeya. Because if he does it for himself, so everybody can use it. It's not a big deal. But we wanted to bring that story of the Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim. Tana Rabbana, Nachri Shalikei Rasavim, if you have a guy who's collecting grasses. Machal Achar of Yisrael, the Jew can, you know, feed his animals afterwards if there are any left over. V'bishvel Yisrael Aser, and if he picked it for a Jew, then it's Aser. Mile Mayim Lashkos Behemdo, if he filled up water from a well to give his animal to drink. Mashka Achar of Yisrael, a Jew can use the leftovers. V'bishvel Yisrael Aser, if he did it for a Jew, then it's Aser. B'med Varim Amurim, when is that true? She'in Makiro, when the goy doesn't know him. Avo Makiro, but if the goy does know him, then it's Aser. Then it's Aser for him to use the leftovers even. Because we can assume that maybe the goy did it for the Jew as well. Is that really true? Vam Rav Huna, Rav Chanina, Maimid Adam Behemto, Agabe Asavim B'Shavas, Avalo Agabe Mokta. A person is allowed to bring his animal to a Asavim, to grass, on Shabbos, but not anything that's Mokta. Meaning any grass that's already been cut and that is not necessarily going to be used for animal feed or whatever, that any grass that's mukza, so you're not allowed to do that b'Shabbos. Again, we're makpid about an animal's malacha, or an animal's not allowed to do malacha for you. It's the same thing with the. So how can you tell me that the Jew is allowed to bring his animal over to take the leftovers of the goy's animal, because mistama is muksa stuff. So Gemara says the koyim le ba'apa. The case is where the Jew is right next to the animal, right in front of it, and ve'azla hi ve'achla. The animal goes on its own, and then goes and eats it. But you're not bringing the animal straight to the food. You're kind of blocking off its path, and therefore, the animal will turn to the right, and oh, by the way, there's some food over there. So you're not doing it b'yadayim. Okay. Amar Mar, Mar said, b'meh dvarim amurim. This end of the braisa, when we said, b'meh dvarim amurim, when is it mutter for a Jew to use the leftovers of a goy she'in makiro, of a makiro aser? But if the Jew and the goy know each other, then it is aser. One second, Ram Gamliel makiro hava. Well, in the case of the Mishnah, Ram Gamliel and the Zakenim were on a boat. Goy makes a plank to walk off. Ram Gamliel and the Zakenim use the plank. Wait a second, they were on a boat. Wait, you don't think the Goy knows the Jew? How long? It wasn't like, you know, nowadays you go on a boat for an hour just to chill out for a little bit. You go on a boat back in the day, you took a long journey. Mistama, they knew each other. Right? A few days at least. So how could Ram Gamliel use this stuff, or how could the Brisa be true that if you, the Jew and the Goy know each other, then the heterim don't work? So Rabbi Shalom Bafanavava. No, it was the case where he did it without being in front of him. I mean, they didn't even realize the Goy wasn't there, and the Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim weren't there. So therefore, it's poshut that the Goy had no intention to do it for them. Rava, Amar Rava says, I feel him Bafanavava. It could even B, if Ram Gamliel was there, and the answer again, ner la echad, ner la mea, that if you use a candle, it's good for one person, it's good for 100 people, but same thing, the plank that's good for one person can be used by 100 people. I may say, one second, that's a good question. Amar lahem Ram Gamliel, ho, l'shalom b'faneinu aso, neribo. The Brisa says, or this is a Tosefta over here, that the Ram Gamliel said to Chachamim, oh, since he made it not in front of us, we can use it. That seems to imply that they weren't in front of each other. So the Gemara says, no, it must be Ema, that not that they said that since we weren't there, but hold the Aso in Erebo, not the hold the Aso Shalom Afanov, but hold the Aso, since he made it, and, you know, presumably Ner Lecha, Ner Lamea, if he made it, so it must be for himself, and therefore we can use it. Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Again, this is going to be against Abaye, and I think Rava as well. Either way, hold on, I'll ask you a question from a different Brisa later in the Masechta, or in the Mishnah Machshirin. Ir she Yisrael v'nachrim darim besocha, if you have a city where Jews and Goyim live, the ha'isa ba'merchatz, and there's a bathhouse, ha'merchatz is b'shabbos, allows people to use its services on Shabbos, right? Again, for Goyim, not for Jews necessarily, but it's open on Shabbos. In Rov Nochrim, if most of the city are Goyim, so then Mutra Lichos B'Miyat, you're allowed to go wash, the Jew is allowed to use it right after Shabbos. Because presumably the hot water that's heated up by the Goy is for the other Goyim. And the Jew can walk in right after Shabbos. And Rov Yisrael, but if it, most of the city are Jews, so then Yamtin b'chdei sheyichamu chamin. And then you have to wait with a phrase, what's called k'dei sheyasu. You have to wait the amount of time it takes to heat up water, and that amount of time you have to wait after Shabbos. Let's say it's half an hour. I don't know. So you have to wait until half an hour after Shabbos so that you don't benefit from the fact that the malacha was done on Shabbos. So you see, what do you see? You see that, right, again, that seems to be a case of Ner L'Echa Ner L'Meah, that they're heating up the water for everybody, right? Why shouldn't it be Shayach to, if you can tell me Ner L'Echa Ner L'Meah will allow you to use it, why can't the Jew use it regardless of how many people are in the city? And also, some of the Jews are not there when they do the Malacha, so whether Abaye or Rava, right, whatever answer you want to give for Rabbi Rama Gamliel using the plank, it doesn't work because this price seems to say that regardless of whether the Jew is there, regardless of whether it's Ner L'Echa Ner L'Meah, you're still not. You have to wait Kadesh Shiasu before using the water. As Gemara says, Hasam Kiva Mechame Adaita Deruva Mechame. No. When the people heat up the water, so in that case they're heating it for the majority of people in the town. So if the majority of the people are Jews, then the malacha is being done beferish for Jews. And that's why you have to wait, because they should ask you after Shabbos. Tashma, hold on, I'll bring another proof, another question against the way we answered. I forget if it's Rabbi or Rabbi, but we'll see in a second. Ner hadolik b'mesiba, if you have a lamp lit at a party, so in Rov Nachr Mutar Deshtamash La'ora, if it's the majority of the Rov of the people at the party are Goyim, then a Jew can use it. Again, it's lit on Shabbos. In Rov Yisrael, but if the majority are Jews, then it's Aser to use it. Mechzom, Aser, if it's half and half, so then it's Aser. So we see, again, Ner L'Echa, Ner L'Meah, it seems not to work. Because you lit a candle, so who cares? But if it's lit for the Jew, since the majority of Jews, it seems to be also to use. As Gemara says, "Hasan Amin, Kimai L'Kei Sotu." Over there, when they light it, Adaita Deruba Ma'Lekei. So they're lighting it on the das to do it for the rove of the people, and therefore the rove of the people are Jews, and it's going to be usher to use. Shmuel Iklo Lebei Oven Torah. Shmuel once went to oven in Torah. Torah in Rashi says it's a place. Makom. Also, Nachri, there was a guy there, and he came and Adik Shagan, he lit a candle, and he lit a lamp. Hadrinu Shmuel Ba'apeh. So Shmuel turned around. He didn't want to use the light that the guy used. He was concerned that the guy used lit it for him. Came with the chazan of the icy shtar, Kakari, right? But once Shmuel saw that the guy brought a document and was reading it, I said, Amar, I, that did not shoot that. Like, no, he lit it for himself. Therefore, Adrinu Ihu Lape Gavi Shraga. Therefore, Shmuel turned back and used the light because, again, it was very clear that the goy did it for himself. All right, Hadron Allah Kol Kisvei, and we are going weiter into the great Heilige Perek of Kol HaKelim. This Perek is going to talk primarily, almost entirely, about Muktzah. Let's just dive right in without giving much of an introduction in terms of. Muktzah, okay, let's see. Kol HaKelim Nitlan B'Shabbos V'Daloseyen Imayim. You can carry all utensils on Shabbos. V'Daloseyen Imayim. And they're doors. Let's say you have a type of kli that has a door, a box, a cabinet, or whatever. So the doors can be carried with it. We'll see what the case is. Afol Pishin is Parku. Even if the doors are detached. Now, he says in parentheses, B'Shabbos, the Gemara actually is going to figure out when were they detached, on Shabbos, before Shabbos, etc., etc. She'inan domin l'dasos habayis, because these kelim with doors that are detached are not similar to the doors of a house. Right? Doors of a house are not allowed to be moved if they are not on the house. Right? It's muktzah. A house is not considered a kli. It's mechubah l'karka. So the doors of the house, if it's detached, is muktzah. But these doors that are detached from the kelim are not comparable to the door of a house. Because a door of a house is not muchan, is not prepared for use. But a kli, right, all parts of a kli are deemed to be ready to roll, ready to be used on Shabbos, technically. So therefore, if it's not actually connected right now at this moment, so then it is not muktzah. No to Adam Kornos Lepetza, Now this is the this Mishnah is the classic use a hammer to break open a nut Mishnah. Right? I feel like the rule of Muktzah, I feel like everybody knows that. Oh, most things are, you know, klisha machil isser, but you're allowed to use a hammer to break open a nut, crack open a walnut. I don't know how many people crack open nuts with walnut. I don't know how many people open nuts to gum, right? I remember my grandparents' house back in the day, we used to hang out on Shabbos, they used to always have walnuts. Always, in the shell. And they had these, like, nutcrackers that we used to always use. I think I opened a ton of walnuts. I don't think I ever ate any of them. But either way, I don't know if it's so much, but either way, probably was fine. But either way, love cracking open nuts. So either way, the Mishnah says like this. No tell out them corners, the Fatseh Bosei Gozim, you're allowed to take a hammer to crack open nuts. Kardom Lachtoch Bosei Devela, you're allowed to take an axe to cut a Devela, a cake of figs. Megirla Gorbosei Gavina, a saw to cut cheese. Magrefa, the growth was a grogros, a shovel to pick up dried figs. As a rachas was a malgez, lasis alav lakatan, is a little bit weird. This is a shovel or a pitchfork to put food on to give a katan. I don't know, playing with fire over there, kind of weird. Okay, fine. As a kush, as a karkar, those are different pieces of utensils that are used by a weaver or a spinner. Lachtov bo, to eat, again, to put fruit, to stab fruit and eat it, use it to eat. Machat shel yad, a needle, can be used, litol sakot, to take out a splinter. Shel sakayim, and a need of people who make sacks. So, liftoch es bozadelas, can be used to pick a door lock. Okay, fine. So again, all these ideas that in general, the klishum lachtol yisr, but if they have some useful use on Shabbos, right, to crack a nut, etc., so then it's going to be motor. Okay, says the Gemara. Kol kelim nitla nafal pishon nisparku b'Shabbos. You're allowed to take all these kelim, even if they are broken apart, right, including their doors. The Gemara says, v'lomi v'ayah b'chol, but you don't need, and certainly if they were, or the doors were broken off on during the week, right, they're also motor. Right, what's the case here? When were these doors broken off? Adrabba, the opposite makes sense. B'Shabbos, m'uchonen agavi avihen. If it broke off on Shabbos, so then when Shabbos came in, the kli was complete. So the door broke off, but the door was muchan because of the actual kli they were attached to on Shabbos. So therefore, they should not be mukta. But b'chol, if it was already broken off during the weeks, then muchan and agavi avian. It was not prepared based on their, quote unquote, literally their fathers, but literally talked about the kli that they're supposed to be attached to. Right, when Shabbos showed up, they were already off the kli, and they were not part of the kli. So, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Ha'achikomer. This is what the Mishnah needs to say. Kol ha'kelim nitla b'Shabbos. You can take all kelim on Shabbos, v'dalseyem imahem, and their doors as well. Afal pishon is parku b'chol. Even if it was broken during the week, nitlim b'Shabbos. They are allowed to be taken on Shabbos. Okay, fine. Tan Rabbanan, Delas Shel Shida Shel Teva Veshel Migdal. The door of a Shida Teva Migdal. Again, we had those before. That those often come together. It's a carriage or a trunk or some sort of a migdal is like a big box or a cabinet. So notlin. So those doors may be taken of a lomach zirin, but you're not allowed to put them back. You can take them off, but you cannot put them back onto their kelim. V'shalul shel tarnagol, as you can see, you can imagine, well, that's contradictory, right? Pick one. Either you can take it off and put it back, or you can't take it off and put it back. Why should you be able to take the door off but not put it back? That seems contradictory, right? It's usually bona and soser come together. So we'll talk about that in a second. But shalul shel tarnagolim, but a door for a chicken coop, lo notlin v'lo machzirin, right? You can't take that off, you can't put it back, that already makes sense. That's what the Gemara says. Bishlama, I understand, shalul shel tarnagolim, kazavar kevin dimichabri ba'ara, yishbim bakarka, yishtir bakarka. That was a mouthful, but let's just explain. I understand that the doors on the chicken coops, right, that makes sense why you cannot take them on and off, take them, you know, put on and off. Kasavar, because he holds, since the chicken coop is connected to the ground, so it's considered part of the ground, and yesh binyan bekarka, yesh stira bekarka. That's considered binyan to put it back on, and stira, and you know, destroying, right, breaking apart, to take it off, right, because binyan is shaykh to karka, things in the ground. Ella shall shida v'shalteva shalmida, but all of all these kelim, mikasavar, what does the brisa hold? What does the Tanakhama hold? Ikasavar yesh b'ni mikelim yeshdir mikelim. If you're going to tell me, again, the topic we've touched on before, that there's a machlokas whether there's binyan b'kelim or not, whether bona applies to utensils. So if he's going to hold that bona and soser apply to kelim, so ve'i ein stir b'kelim ein binyan b'kelim. Meaning that's the question. Meaning if there's no binyan by kelim, there's no stir by kelim. If there is binyan by kelim, then there is stira by kelim. As we said before, like it doesn't make sense that you could be able to take it off but not put it back, right? They go together, right? It's a package deal. So which you can't. Why do you split it? So Amar Abaye says, "La'olam kasover yesh binyan bekelim yesh stira bekelim." Really, he holds that no bona. You can do bona. You can violate bona with kelim. But v'shanit lukomar. We're talking about a case where they're already taken off, so you can put them back on. So Rava says, what are you talking about? Shtei tshuvas badavar. I'll give you two answers to that ridiculous shita. Chada, on the one hand, dinitlan katani. Wait, it says, what does the brisa say? It doesn't say dinitlan that they were taken off, right? It says you are allowed to take them off, right? So if you look back, it's a ton of delishes, no tlan. You can take it off. Not that they were already taken off. The another second question is my aval lo maxirin. What do you mean? But you can't put them back. That seems to imply that you can take them off, right? It doesn't make sense. You should have just said lo maxirin if that was really what it meant to say. Ella marava, rather Rava says kasavra ain binyan bekelim means stira bekelim. The Tanakhama holds that there is no binyan bekelim or soser, and so therefore why can't you put them back? Gzeira shemi yataka, because now when you put the door back, it's Xera, maybe you'll come to, you know, to hammer it in, to make it in, as Rashi says, strong. The second if you say those, then what's the problem there? Haviklar malacha, that's a completing a finished product, and then chayav mishamagav patish. So that's not a concern, according to Rashi, that over here, that there'd be any binyan or stira by kelim. The concern rather is maka patish. Okay, Rebosei, we'll stop here by the two dots. Mitzvah shem, we'll go weiter, and then Hilchos Shas tomorrow.